This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Transportation has made a few changes in procedures to allow expediting aid to earthquake-stricken Haiti. The island's government also accepted the FAA's offer to send a 7-member team to work with the Haitians and Department of Defense combat controllers to improve the flow of air traffic. NBAA has created an online registry for business aircraft being made available for relief flights to Haiti. The City Council in Sebastian, Florida, has voted to defer lease payments on facilities rented by Lopresti Aviation for 9 months in the hopes of helping the company avoid layoffs from among its staff of about 20. Shell Aviation says it will introduce the first lubricant developed specially for two-stroke aviation engines at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo that opens Thursday in Sebring, Florida. Israel's Urban Aeronautics is testing the Air Mule, a vertical takeoff and landing, cargo and medevac prototype that uses ducted fans and a 4-channel fly-by-wire control system for 3-axis auto stabilization. The FAA will fly test approaches tomorrow to fine-tune the ILS at Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport near Panama City in the Florida Panhandle, the airport scheduled to open in May. The FAA has released an emergency AD affecting the Augusta Westland A109K2 helicopter. Britain's Prince William was awarded his flying badge by his father, Prince Charles, in ceremonies on Friday, moving him a step closer to becoming a search and rescue pilot. And survivors of the Miracle on the Hudson gathered Friday to celebrate the 1-year anniversary and proved that at least some of them have a sense of humor. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us how scenario-based training should include solo cross-country flights. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.